Vancouver Silver Explorer Kuya Silver is on its second round of deeper drilling in the historic Silver Center mining camp, south of the town of Cobalt. The company announced recently it has started a 2,000-meter drill program at its Silver Kings joint venture. Kuya has an option to acquire a 70% interest in the landholdings of Electra Battery Materials, formerly known First Cobalt, in on a jointly held area known as the Silver Kings Project. The 10,000-hectare exploration ground runs along the eastern shore of Lake Temiskaming between the town of Cobalt and mining ghost town of Silver Center. Electra is no longer in the cobalt exploration business in northeastern Ontario but is directing its attention on revitalizing the former Yukon refinery in the Temiskaming area into a battery metals park to cater to the North American electric vehicle sector. Kuya said it's testing for high-grade silver and cobalt veins based on a years of field work in mapping, soil sampling and other various technical analysis from previous exploration efforts by other junior miners, including First Cobalt. The drillers are tapping into a newly identified area called Oxbow, a relatively untested zone, 3 kilometers south of Silver Center. Kuya believes it is a southern extension of the mineralized system that spawned the former mines at Silver Center, which produced more than 23 million of ounces between 1908 and 1965. Based on Kuya's work on the joint venture to date, said company president CEO David Stein, "We have identified the Oxbow target area as a priority for the potential discovery of multiple or clusters of high-grade silver veins. Our target is the potential for buried mineralization that was missed during the previous mining campaigns over the past 120 years. Our drill targets in this program are based on a combination of geological mapping, geochemistry, and geophysics, supported by limited historical drilling results," added Kuya Exploration Director David Lewis in a news release. "We are especially excited by the Oxbow area, where an untested major fold in the diabase appears to be cut by the same branching fault systems that hosts the significant mineralization from the Silver Center veins, and where we have the potential for a major new buried silver discovery."